The bombing in Israel comes with a sad irony. Just as Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah formally unveiled a much-anticipated peace initiative, he outlined the plan at the opening of an Arab summit in Beirut today. Aside from the bombing, other problems threaten to overshadow the two-day summit, among them inter-Arab squabbles and a couple of key no-shows. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In a keynote speech to summit delegates, Crown Prince Abdullah spelled out his vision for peace in the Middle East and did what no other Saudi leader has done before, speak to the Israeli public. Allow me at this point to directly address the Israeli people, he said, to say to them that the use of violence for more than 50 years has only resulted in more violence and destruction. Abdullah added that the Israeli people are as far as they have ever been from security and peace, despite efforts to subdue and oppress the Palestinians. Abdullah proposed to the Arab summit that it present a peace initiative to the United Nations based on two principles. Normal relations and security for Israel, he said, in exchange for full withdrawal from all occupied Arab territories, recognition of an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, and the return of refugees. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, who chose not to attend the summit because of travel conditions imposed by the Israelis, welcomed the Saudi proposal. Even Syria, which is among the most hardline of the Arab states, said it supported the Saudi plan, though with some reservations. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Saudi initiative aims to confirm to the world once again that we want peace, particularly in a world that forgets quickly and distorts the truth, said Assad. Arab leaders are expected to formally endorse the Saudi initiative by the end of their summit talks here. But despite apparent consensus around the peace plan, the gathering has been marred by no-shows and squabbling. The day began with news that Jordan's King Abdullah would not attend. That followed yesterday's surprise announcement that another key moderate leader, Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, would also stay away. Some speculated he did so in solidarity with Arafat. The Palestinian leader was widely hailed in speeches here, but his delegation walked out of the meeting when Lebanese summit officials blocked Arafat's planned address via video link from his headquarters in the West Bank. The Palestinians took the incident as a snub, and the Saudi delegation demanded an apology from Lebanon. Later at a press conference, the summit organizer, Lebanon's Minister of Culture Ghassan Salami, said that for protocol reasons, his country had asked leaders present at the summit to speak first. There has been a disagreement, said Salami, but we are ready to broadcast Chairman Arafat's speech. And he added, we hope the Palestinian delegation will return. Ashraf Khalil, editor-in-chief of the Cairo Times, agrees the incident probably was a snub. Some here are blaming Syria, which has enormous influence over Lebanon and has long been at odds with Arafat. Khalil says the whole incident reflects badly on Arab leadership.
This is definitely a loss of credibility. I mean, the Arabs are going to look fairly childish in front of the world.
Still, says Khalil, the Arab bickering does not dilute the significance of the peace initiative presented today. In a speech to the summit, UN leader Kofi Annan appealed to Arab leaders to pursue it seriously.
The search for peace and stability has never been more urgent. I appeal to you today to unite in support of this vision, showing the world and the parties that you are ready to help them in making the crucial choices for peace.
The leaders meet again tomorrow to issue a final summit communique. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.